missed you down in Texas, and I missed you. The Johnson City board gets a little clogged, and I didn't get all my calls through, and I just thought I'd... I had a bunch of folks in and out in the cabinet and so forth, and they worked hell out of me. I just got back here last night, but I thought I'd tell you that I appreciated all the help you gave me, and I'm glad that we made it.
Well, I want to congratulate you. We're mighty happy for you.
Well, I wouldn't have made it if there hadn't been a few friends like you, and I just hope that we do all right, and we're going to do our best.
Well, I know we will. I got confidence in you.
Well, I know that, and you showed it, and I appreciate it.
Oh, fine, fine. Will you be able to come over and watch us for that presentation there at the museum?
When is that?
Well, I wrote Jack Valenti a letter, and I told him that what's happened is the Smithsonian over there have got my great fish up there, and we wanted to have a little reception as the unveiling of it. And I told Jack that we could have it any time that week after Thanksgiving. And we wanted to have something, say, between 5 and 7 in the afternoon.
He talked to me about it, but he didn't tell me when it was, and I'm going to be away from here most of the time between now and Christmas. I'm trying to build up my legislative message and get my budget worked out and things like that, and I'm going to try to stay away from here, because if I don't, I get caught in, don't get much done.
Well,
and that's what I'm trying to do, but if I happen to be here when you set the date, and if I can come, I'll sure try to. I've got a problem of going to reception very much, because if I go out to 50 photographers go with you, and 50 Secret Service, and they upset everything, and then the next fella said, well, he was over to see Alfred, and he wasn't over to see me, and I get into lots of problems, but I'll look at it, and if at the same time I can work it out, I will, and if not, I'll try to get you over to see me. That's easier sometimes than my getting out.
Well, here's the thing is, we could make it very small or very large. As a matter of fact, I really didn't want it. I wanted to do it whenever you could come, and because I really want to get a picture of you there and me by that big fish, and the boys over there at the Smithsonian, too, they, you know, we got a wonderful museum over there, and it's one of the finest in the world, and we're trying to help them out a little bit, too. So I'd appreciate if you'd think about it.
All right, I sure will.
I won't do anything. I won't make any plans on any date up there until I hear from either you or Jack.
All right. Now, will this be a public showing?
You see, the museum closes, I think, at 4 o'clock or 4:30.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd invite, say, 25 or 50 friends from around the United States to come there to the reception. Well, you know how that is. They're all very busy men, and chances are very few of them will come.
Yeah.
It'd be a very small affair.
Yeah.
And I would be very happy to check that list pretty carefully, you know, with either you or Jack, and we could work on that very closely, and it'd be very small. Very small.
All right, let me check into it, and I'll have him get back with you.
My idea is there'd be a very small little group there, and I just give this fish to them. And they have a beautiful hall of sea life there that I'm very interested in, and we just would appreciate it if you could possibly come.
Thank you, Galford. I'll get back to you.
Okay, thank
Good
you
luck
very
to
much.
You. Bye.
Bye-bye.